Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. On today's program, I will be continuing my discussion with Don Morris and Justina Snyder with the Elizabeth Ann Seton Program.
Another event you've got that is coming up, Mom Prom, which that's something. That's not the first time you've had that.
No.
That's annual.
No. This is number 5.
How about that? Can you believe it's been 5 years?
I really can't. Yeah. You know, each year I say that when I get there. I'm like, wow, here we are again. Here we are again. Yeah. So we're really excited. Each year we get more excited, which I don't even know.
And I'm already excited.
And I even say every year, how are we going to top this the next year? And I'm already thinking about that for next year. My mind doesn't shut down. I'm like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? But, you know, it's going to be a blast
it's
this year.
It's going to be a blast.
It is.
Planning mode is never done for you guys.
It isn't. It isn't. You know, I always tell people the mind never shuts off. You know, it's always turning. But that's part of the game.
So for those who like we said with Elizabeth Ann Seton, who may not know what Mom Prom is, what is it?
It's a prom. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. We started this 5 years ago. It was just at a meeting, actually, here at the Litchfield office. We have offices in Litchfield and Springfield. Springfield, we're housed by St. John's, and here in Litchfield, we are blessed to get our office donated by South Litchfield Township. So both locations, we had brought the girls together, and we were just talking about goals, which is something we do at the beginning of every school year. Even with our clients, we say to them, what are you going to do this year? And just in conversation, talking about past, all of our girls had said they either didn't get to attend prom or it was not a good experience. Well, immediately, light bulb, you know, I'm like, let's do this. So I went back to the board of directors and I said, what do you think about this? And they said, Dawn, as long as you can make it happen and it not cost us money, go for it. So that's really how it came about. And we put we asked them, we said, we need you to do something. What are you going to do? Which is what we do a lot to our clients, is we are not a hand out, but we air a hand up. And I said, what are you girls willing to do to have this prom? And it was amazing. I'm like, wow, why didn't we think about this a long time ago? You know, it was life-changing goals. And so through me and my staff, we just came up with a specific, I'm going to call it a curriculum, which is breaking the cycle and then some goal setting. And if she hit those goals, she gets to attend prom. So she gets her hair, her makeup, and her ticket to get in the event.
And dress.
Yes, thank you. Which is donated by Cinderella Affair out of Bunker Hill. So we appreciate Wanda and all she does for us. And the flip side is that it's also open to the public. So we have clients who get to earn their, you know, their night of fun. And then we also have sponsorships and people can buy tickets to get in the event.
When is the Mom Prom this year?
This year it's November 4th. Doors open at 5:45 at the Magnuson Grand Hotel. This is our 5th year with them. They go above and beyond to help us with this event and make our mamas and our guests feel special.
And for those who would like to purchase tickets, are you selling tickets right now?
We are. And I say this every year, we will sell out. You know, I think this will be the year. I keep telling everybody, you know, I really think you need to get your tickets early. I try to keep back like 12 or 15 tickets for the night of the event. So we don't, you know, we try really hard not to turn anyone away. But that ticket price is $25. Those can be purchased at the Magnuson Grand Hotel, Briar Rose, the Litchfield office, which is 309 South State, or if you're up in Springfield, at the Springfield office, which is 700 North 7th Street.
And you said 5:45 on November 4th.
Correct. Okay. And this year's theme is A Night on the Titanic.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we're really, really excited about the different things. We have... the other night we had a meeting. I think there was 11 or 12 women. It was a large meeting, and we had lots of good ideas and some additives that we're going to do this year because of the theme. Is they're going to open the boat,
The
Carlambella, as they call
it. Awesome.
They're going to open the boat, and we're going to have a cigar station and lots of different things.
Jack and Rose.
Oh yeah, Jack and Rose is going to make an appearance. So just some different entertainment. So I think it's going to be a night to remember.
Absolutely. That's a fantastic theme. You don't hear that a lot.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Justina. Mm-hmm. We do have boarding passes. So when someone comes in, they're going to be given a boarding pass. So they will definitely find out by the end of the night if they made it or if they didn't.
That's fabulous. That is fantastic. Because that's a theme you don't hear about often.
I know.
It's very unique.
I know. And, you know, in the past, like last year we had the 1920s, the Roaring theme. And then the year before that, we had the Masquerade. Mm-hmm. Then we've had the 80s. But when I mentioned this year's theme, everybody does exactly what you did. Ooh! You
know? Yeah.
Because it's just a really neat
for
thing.
For guys to get excited.
We've definitely had a lot of men say, oh my goodness. And they'll say, I have to bring my wife. And I'm like, you want to come. But and everyone asks about attire. I had someone call me yesterday and say, okay, I want to come to this, but what do I wear? We don't care what you wear. Mm-hmm. We just want you to come out and celebrate the successes of our clients. Justine is thinking about going third class.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and then like my parents, I get tickled because I'm like, they're definitely going first class. They're going all out. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm really surprised by that. But it's amazing because we have all age group of people. I mean, seriously, we have young ones, you know, 21, but we, you know, a lot of elderly people come out and support this event too, because you will walk away feeling warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a night that we share a little bit about the women that have nailed it, as I say, you know, who's reached those goals and got to come out and enjoy themselves. And just watching them, you could literally sit in your chair all night long and just watch them get an opportunity they've never
like
had.
Princesses.
They do. They do. Yeah.
And I heard several last year. It was my first one, obviously, to attend. And I helped them at the end of the night to, you know, get out of their gowns so they could drive home. And then they were just like, oh, I don't want to take it off. I feel so beautiful. And and just to hear that was well worth my getting my hair dolled up and all that stuff for Dawn.
Absolutely.
You know, my mom said to me last year, there was one specific mom out there twirling all by herself, just dancing. And she came up to me and she had big tears in her eyes. And she said, Dawn, just for that one, it was worth it.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and I said, you're right, Mom. Just for that one, it was worth it. Because a lot of work. My coordinators, I mean, if you think about this, you know, they got to stay on top of these women. We do not just hand this to them. It has to be earned. Right. You know, they have to do certain things. That's between them and the coordinator. They have to earn 150 points and they have to make life-changing goals. And if they don't, I have to be the bad guy and say, let's try again next year. But they give them every opportunity to make this happen. What they choose to do with it, that's on them.
Sure.
But that's the sad part. So it's very stressful from now until mom prom. And we've added a walk. What were we thinking?
Yeah.
So it's a lot.
Christmas.
Yeah.
You're right. Project Santa.
Yeah, here we go. That again. Boy, you're in your last 3 months of the year.
It is. It's the
we
most.
We don't know how to sit still. So
it's the most stressful time of year, and all summer long, you know, I kept telling my girls, just fuel up. Let's refuel. Let's because we know what's to come. And as much like I said, as work mom prom is, it is my favorite thing to do is allow these women this opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if anybody has any questions or would like more information about the Mom Prom, how would they go about getting that? Like you said, you have a Facebook page.
We do have, Mom Prom has its own page. It's not even an event page.
It has its own page. It's a fundraising.
Yes. But the office here in Litchfield, I tell people all the time, stop by and see Justina. A lot of people don't understand what we do until they come in. Trust me, you will get an eyeful and an earful if you just come to the office and she can show you the center there and what she does every day. It won't take long to figure it out. And that's 309 South State. Her phone number is 217-324-3270. Or for those who are more Sangamon County, that would be myself or Candy. That office number is 217-757-6025 or 700 North 7th Suite C. Yep.
And where was the Litchfield office located again?
It's new
as of last year, right?
Correct. South Township, yes.
Okay.
It has the blue door, and our logos are on the window. It's the old CEFS office. Okay. So, like I said, the blue door. Mm-hmm. And I'm there on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Yep.
Dawn Morris, Executive Director with the Elizabeth Ann Seton Program. Justina Snyder, Program Coordinator. Was there anything else you guys wanted to mention about the Mom Prom or about EAS in general?
Probably thank you to our supporters for all of this. You know, we have sponsorships for the Mom Prom. We have, you know, the people who's partnered for the walk, that being the Litchfield Police Department, Maurice's, St. Francis,
First Baptist Church.
And H&R Block.
H&R Block, yes.
That's big for a community our size.
It is. And there's so much. I mean, I could list a lot of others. You know, Briar Rose is a huge
support
to us.
Absolutely.
We love Danelle and her staff there. They call us all the time with, do you need this? Do you need that? I've got this for you. I've got that for you. And vice versa. You know, if I have a mama that needs something, you know, I mean, we just work really well with her. And like I said, the more we come together as a community, the more we understand each other's needs, the more people are willing to say, hey, I can help you with that. Or, hey, I know someone that can help you with that. And that's what we want to do in this community is bring the community all on board to just make a better community one mom at a time.
And you know what, David, this just hit me last year after we discussed the domestic violence. I had a lady reach out because she heard it on the air.
That's awesome.
And she said, true story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she worked for a doctor's office, you know, and she reached out and she said, wow, I had no clue. And, you know, I gave her some resources and that. So you just don't know. So thank you, too. I appreciate
just another avenue to get the message across.
Thank you.
And if nothing else that we do for them, we listen.
Yeah.
And we understand, you know, because we are educated in that. Mm-hmm. And
we should have said that. We're both domestic violence counselors and advocates for the state of Illinois. Yeah.
You're not just ordinary.
Yeah. Ordinary. Well, we're pretty cool, but we're...
You're kind of qualified for this.
We are. We absolutely are.
Most of all, we just want to be there for them. You know, because sometimes just when they realize, and I had someone tell me this just a few months ago, that they lived in it for 15 years and thought all those years that they were alone. And just hearing that was like, okay, this is why I do this every day. Because sometimes when I'm leave, I'm like, if someone could just sit in my office for one day and see what we hear and see every day, they'd all be on board.
Oh, yeah.
Say, oh, let me help you here. Yeah.
But then you see the fire in her eyes and you come back the next day.
When you see that little glimmer of, wow, I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
It's not me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just that's when the ball starts rolling then, and then she's on her way out.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yep. That makes it worth it.
Well, thank you, too, for coming
thank
in
you.
And talking about this with me, and good luck with everything
thank
moving
you.
Forward. That'll do it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.